I appreciate your frankness, dialogue, and honesty here. Nothing else passes the crumblebone. Graciously yours, United States citizen James Martin Driscoll, owner of realafuman.net/grewup.net/fuckajafuman.net https://www.facebook.com/. In the Mindway / Posts / 10208629444875645 Public Post will apply each additional media here in this channel for your convenience. Thank you. On recreational marijuana, Colo. Governor says states have sovereignty. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, D., tells Chuck Todd that his oath to support his state's constitution but that it's never his choice to be in conflict with federal law. my.genity.com This is the URL to the unique ID assigned to the world between two persons on the information exchange. This conversation exists and is real. https://messages/t/775488159169613 Proof image of digital objects sharing done in this channel. http://realafuman.net/ %5bpersons%5d/ donald.john.trump/ Facebook Messenger - Proof - Shared Medley of %20%5b%20%addiction%20%5d%20%feb272017.jpg Colorado Gov says 420 pot is in the state constitution. We are in test law mode, Fez. What is your problem? Here is the actual truth of the psychology of drugs, use, dangerous or not. At Real President and Outram Personnel, tag not working, I will send in messenger directly private with spoken voice text narrative. http://isamacrumbleboneplayerum.school/04/ Stanton Peel addiction in society normalizing drug use. Drug use does not become and remain addictive more often than other involvements posted April 25, 2001, Psychology Today. https://www.psychologytoday.com/2014/ Normalizing-drug-use, cited quoted excerpts. The drug policy battle in the U.S. isn't about medical marijuana, or even legalizing marijuana. It's about normalizing drug use. Do drugs create different experiences from other involvements we are familiar with? Are they more compelling, more inescapable, less controllable, more inexorable in their progression to addiction than other experiences that we encounter daily? They are not. By and large, people don't accept Bruce's, Carl's and my idea that drug responses fall in the range of normal human experiences, or my idea of the equivalency of drug and behavioral addictions, which is now the American Psychiatric Association's official position. Please don't answer, you don't mean physiologically addictive. See the meaning of addiction. Americans carry too much cultural baggage to allow those ideas in. Instead, we think drugs, especially narcotics, and most especially heroin, followed by cocaine, crack and meth are truly addictive. So what? Maya goes on to cite statistics from the 2012 National Survey of Drug Use and Health, in which fewer than 1% of Americans have a serious marijuana problem, although 48% have used marijuana in their lives. Why, that's less than 2% of everyone who has ever used a drug to abuse or are addicted to the substance currently. That is so unlike dangerous drugs to which everyone rapidly becomes permanently addicted. Not exactly. Here are the lifetime use figures for heroin, 2.6%, cocaine, 18%, crack, 5%, and meth, 6%. Here are the current abusers addicted with these drugs, heroin, 0.1%, cocaine, 0.4%, crack, not listed, meth, only stimulants listed equals 0.2%. So, for heroin, that's 4% of every users who are addicted, and for cocaine about the same as for marijuana, around 2%. While meth and crack can't be calculated, the figure is clearly a small minority, less than 10%. What are we to make of that? According to government surveys, people rarely find even the most addictive, dangerous drugs to be, well, addictive and dangerous. Please don't answer, people don't tell the truth in government surveys. In their comprehensive follow-up of Vietnam vets addicted to heroin in Asia, Lee Robbins and her colleagues found that users of heroin stateside were no more likely to consume the drug compulsively than were users of other illicit drugs. Based on this and other research, I said in the meaning of addiction, heroin does not appear to differ significantly in the potential range of its use from other types of involvements, and even compulsive users cannot be distinguished from those given to other habitual involvements in the ease with which they desist or shift their patterns of use. https www.psychologytoday.com/blog/addiction-in-society/201404/normalizing-drug-use. What are we to make of that? According to government surveys, people rarely find even the most addictive, dangerous drugs to be, well, addictive and dangerous.